This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Earlene McMichael. Long before opioid abuse rose in awareness nationally, Gwen Lanier of Kalamazoo has been working on solutions. Her Mothers of Hope nonprofit turns 20 years old this year. The group has decided to take to the streets for its first ever Walk for Recovery on July 27th and invites anyone wishing to be an ally in the fight against drugs to come out. Thank you for joining us, Gwen Lanier.
I'm really grateful to be here, and thank you for having me.
This year, you're celebrating 20 years. Can you describe what your organization, Mothers of Hope, does?
We empower families, and we also educate them and support them in the opioid epidemic and in the drug uses in the different communities.
You didn't start off trying to form an organization. You were actually on a committee that led to the formation of this.
I had the honor as a representative for my job to attend a committee that was at that time called Laura's House, with the outcome to be a treatment center open in Kalamazoo County where women can take their children to treatment with them.
You were working with Ministry with Community, and you still work with Ministry with Community. And so during this planning process, you were on the committee, and what happened?
As a member of the Laurel House Committee, I made a suggestion that we create an ad hoc committee of women that were in recovery and allow them to give us recommendations of what the treatment centers should do and what types of job descriptions they should write.
The Laura's House project didn't come to fruition, but there was a great deal of excitement among the women who were in recovery, and that then became Mothers of Hope. Can you tell us some of the programming that you have done over the years?
We've had the privilege to do Ultimate Family Reunion, where we gather people in the community and agencies and connected them so that the people in the community could get the correct information about what the agencies offered. And then at the same time, we could have this wonderful atmosphere of a family reunion.
And that was in Spring Valley Park. You did it for 10 years, and it would draw thousands of people. Some families impacted by substance abuse, some not. A lot of people just would come out and have a really great time. So you also still offer weekly support groups for women. Is it also women and men,
or it's just families.
Women? Families. Okay. Do you separate it by gender, or is it co-ed, or how does that work?
It all depends on what type of activity or event we're working on at the time, because we have, like, for example, we have done Sisters Can We Talk, and then we focus on issues that's about women. And then we've had the Man Cave, where we have focused on issues about men, like maybe men health. And then the Ultimate Family Reunion, which was about families and connecting them to agencies. And then we have the music program, which is about children. And we have an activity on Thursdays, which is a support group for anyone that's interested in recovery, even people that are struggling with staying clean.
And when you talk about the music program, what you do is you provide free piano lessons to children. And while the bulk of those children might be from families affected by substance abuse, any child can participate. What is it that you have come to learn about when you provide music lessons for children from backgrounds that might have substance abuse?
It offers them something to belong to. It's good therapy, and it might possibly be a prevention for them against drug abuse.
You're getting ready to launch something totally brand new for your organization, and you really have some really great hopes. What's coming up is something that you're calling the Walk for Recovery. It's going to be on Saturday, July 27th. Tell us a little bit about that Walk for Recovery and the event that you're going to be doing a week later at the Mothers of Hope headquarters at 603 Ada Street in Kalamazoo.
The walk, we're going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning at one of the historical churches on the north side.
Yeah, Allen Chapel AME Church.
We're going to have a couple of brief speakers, a recovering addict and a child that came from a home of drug abuse. And then we're going to line up together, and then we're going to walk through the neighborhood, and we're going to be doing chats like Up With Hope and Down With Dope and Hugs Not Drugs. And then we're looking forward to this wonderful, unified turnout of people from all over coming together and walking through this neighborhood, giving hope to the neighborhood. We will also pass a small area where there's drug abuse at.
Will you be passing out literature or something like that, or you just simply want to make a presence?
We just want to do a kickoff of unity and love for to invite people for the following week, which will really be our celebration of recovery.
It's on Saturday, August 3rd at your headquarters at 603, like I said, Ada Street on the north side of Kalamazoo. My understanding is you're going to have two different tents situated there with programming for two different groups. One audience is family members and friends of substance abuse users or recovering. And then in another tent, you're going to have those who are in recovery or currently using. And you will have speakers in each of those tents from that particular demographic, so to speak. Why did you feel that this is important to do?
Find a way where we can work together to make a difference to address the problem. So gathering together up under a tent, exchanging stories and suggestions could have an outcome of us coming back together and trying to figure out what could we do next that will be effective.
You're listening to a West Southwest interview with Gwen Lanier, co-founder of Mothers of Hope. The group helps adults and families struggling with substance abuse. We hear about what's happening across the country with the opioid crisis. Talk about what you're seeing happening right here.
I think a couple things for me. I think that there definitely is a drug problem. The drugs themselves on the street have changed. People have added a lot of more ingredients like fentanyl to heroin and different other drugs. And also that the treatment process has changed some. I remember when I got clean 30 years ago, I was able to go to treatment for 27 days. But nowadays, you hardly ever be able to have that many days in treatment because it's so expensive. Also, I think one of the communities that have been not given as much attention as I really believe they need is the family members and the friends who are affected by the drug abuse, that they suffer sometimes just as much as the active using addict. Because I can't even imagine what my mom felt like as she watched her daughter literally attempt suicide daily.
And if we could, since you have introduced that you are in recovery, can you tell us a little bit about what got you started and how did you get out?
Bad choices.
I believe you said you were an intravenous drug user.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Bad choices, and one drug led to another that led to another that led to another till I finally progressed to an IV shooter. And I do believe with my whole heart that recovery is possible because I'm proof. You know, I remember at the very end of my use, I was completely suicidal. I had no hope. I had completely given up. And what's most painful about that is that I had three beautiful children. And here they were forced to watch their mom life just dissolve and then experience all of the trauma that goes along in a household that kids are affected by. That's why one of my favorite things is the music program, because I believe if we have any children in our music program that are in an active user home or have been in an active user home, that half an hour of escape to be able to play music, to learn how to play music, is going to be such a good therapy for them.
Well, I imagine your organization has its doors open to serve everyone.
Yes.
Would you say that you have particular sensitivity to those that are under-resourced? Is that kind of your target group?
It is. And I'm real grateful that we actually have the privilege to be housed where we are, because it makes us be right in the heart of the neighborhood, and it gives me the privilege to be able to see my sisters and brothers that unfortunately are still trapped on the street. I get to see them weekly, and I get to hug them and encourage them and just not give up.
Is it harder for those in under-resourced communities to get off drugs because, like you say, the access to treatment for a long period of time, a residential treatment program, it's the resources for that?
in a lot of ways, because treatment for one, because we need at least enough time to detox. And then we need enough time to start to rebuild our lives. And then we have blocks like housing, you know, because a lot of times when we've been using, we lose our housing. Sometimes we lose our contacts with our families, you know. Our health become worse while we're on the street, you know. So there's a lot of things that have to become in repair once we get off of the drugs that that we don't necessarily have access to, or we don't know where to have access to. And when we have organizations like Mothers of Hope that are navigators, that help navigate us back into being productive members of society, that's really helpful. That, and plus the love and the understanding plays a major part.
I'm trying to think of the right way to ask this question, but I've certainly heard it said that when there was the crack epidemic, who cared about people and their recovery when people were crack addicts or when drug issues were affecting more marginalized communities? But today we're hearing more about the opioid crisis affecting people of other different income levels, different races. I hear sometimes that perhaps maybe some people might feel a little resentment about that. What's your thoughts about that?
I think that I had the pleasure to be 65 years old and that I had the honor to still be alive and the honor to give back at points and times. And I want to focus on unity. As many people coming together that's affected by the same thing and coming up with how are we going to address it to the point that it works.
Off air, we were talking a little bit about this. You were talking about how individuals who may not be from a marginalized community are users using opioids, and that the rest of the community and the rest of us may not know, in fact, that they OD'd on that, that their death may be listed as something different.
And that's true.
Can you talk a little bit about that? I don't get the impression. I don't know that it's necessarily widespread, but you seem to have some knowledge or lived experience, maybe within your group of people in your network, that you've heard this. What have you heard?
I think that being on the board of directors of Mothers of Hope and being one of the co-founders of Mothers of Hope, that my real focus is on how can I come together with some others and make a difference with the people that are dying from whatever drug, and how that we can create a plan for prevention for the young people that are going to come after me. Because there's still some more Gwens on the street that are addicted, that are ODing daily and have no hope. And then there's some children that haven't even been born yet that is going to be affected in one form or another. And I just want to, what time I have left, to focus on what can I do to help invite or create a committee or a community that we can work together. See, that's one of my magic concerns, is that I feel like we don't work together enough to try to get an outcome that affects everybody.
When you say we, you mean anybody in all agencies and anybody working with substance abuse issues?
Right. Anybody that's affected with any type of drug that's mood changing, life changing, that it affects their families and their children and their wives, and it detours the course of their lives. I don't think there's any kid that their dream is to be a drug abuser.
Anything that I didn't ask you that you would have wanted to say?
Is that I would really appreciate if all the listeners would attend if they can, and if they would invite someone to attend our kickoff for the Recovery of Celebration, and we come up with, working together, a plan on how we can continue this work, that even after those two Saturdays is over, that we find a way to continue to work together so it can be effective.
My understanding is you hope to have this Walk for Recovery every year. Is that correct?
Yes. This will be our first annual one.
Do you also hope to have the always to pair it with the Celebration of Recovery?
Right. Every year we'll do the kickoff where we bring everybody together and walk through the community chatting together. And then we will follow that up with the celebration. And we hope it to grow as big as we used to have the Ultimate Family Reunion.
Gwen Lanier, co-founder of Mothers of Hope, I appreciate you joining us here on WMUK.
I thank you so much for your time.
The Walk for Recovery is 8 a.m. Saturday, July 27th at Allen Chapel AME Church in Kalamazoo. The longer interview is available on our website or in our podcast, WMUK's West Southwest. You can subscribe through Apple Podcasts or searching podcast in Google Music. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.